Welcome to 5 and 5. I'm Becky Nam. Providers are taking on more risk, and they are finding themselves in the rather uncomfortable position of having to negotiate risk-based contracts with payers. What are the keys to contracting success? Here to discuss this vital subject is Elena White, Vice President of Risk, Quality, and Network Solutions at Optum. Let's talk about negotiating. For providers who are or will be negotiating risk-based contracts, what's the one piece of advice you would give them?
Providers need to have in-depth understanding of the medical services that they'll be responsible for. When taking on risk for services that have been traditionally fee-for-service, understanding the historical costs for delivering the services and the historical ways that payers have delivered the care is really important. It will give them critical information in determining how much capitation or reimbursement payments they need to take care of those services, and it can provide insights into ways that the provider can deliver more cost-efficient care.
How will providers prepare to negotiate around medical services?
In preparing to enter into negotiations with payers, providers need to clearly understand the costs associated with the medical services that they'll be accepting under the risk contract. They also need to understand what services they're open to accepting under the risk contract, such as primary care services only, professional services that would include specialty care and primary care, or global type of risk contracts, and any type of exclusion.
It seems that negotiating around medical services would require some cost data. So how will providers get access to that kind of data?
They should ask for it. Health plans that have paid for these services have claim data that will provide insight into the historical cost for delivering those services. If you can't get that information from the health plan, you can look to obtain it through normalized costing models to better understand the medical costs.
You've been on the payer side of the negotiating table. Did providers do something that leveled the playing field a little bit?
Yes, I did find that when providers had a better understanding of the medical costs and the services that they were responsible for, they were better positioned in the negotiations. There are some providers going into the negotiation that had a really good understanding of what they needed to ask for in terms of claim data associated with the services that they were taking on as part of the risk, as well as understanding ways that they would be able to better manage that care. So usually when providers went into the discussions well-equipped with understanding the risk, the opportunities, they were well-positioned in the negotiation.
Do you have any advice for providers on contracting behaviors to avoid?
The main contracting behavior to avoid in risk-based contract is to automatically accept the terms of risk-based contracts as proposed with the payers without carefully evaluating the contract terms. Provider organizations need to analyze the medical services, the reimbursement terms, and assess their own capabilities to understand if they're really able to manage the contract terms that are under negotiation.
Elena White is Vice President of Risk, Quality, and Network Solutions at Optum. Elena, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.